The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown studios. There's about a dozen this morning when I picked up Bob. I think it's warming up out there right now. It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard, fire up that grill. Going to take an extra minute because it's a little chilly, but it's going to be sunshine. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, morning, Jop, Brian, and grilling people of the world. We're so happy to be on the air talking to you about all the things that we're passionate about because we just love cooking up good food and having a nice Michigan-made microbrew in our hand or a sweet glass of wine, some nice red or something, and just enjoying Michigan.
From That's Domaine Berrien Winery, not brewery, as I said, as we went out on the last segment. My apologies, Wally. He'll be with us here in a couple minutes. But right now on the line, we've got our favorite grilling champion from the West. We've got Chris Marks from Asa Hart's Barbecue Specialties. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing up there? By the way, it's double 12 degrees up here. It's only 24 in Kansas City, so we're freezing.
Yeah, you guys have a little bit better climate than we have in the wintertime, but you do cook it up in the summer. I noticed your temperatures all summer long. I've got an iPhone, and I've got you wired in here for one of my temps, and you tend to run up a little bit hotter than we do.
So. Oh, yeah, it does have a tendency to get pretty hot down here.
Well, I've got my open range cranking right now at about 360 with a couple butts on it. I'm heading over to the family Christmas over in Heartland, Michigan, as soon as we get done here with this rodeo. But I just really wanted to pick your brain on, you know, these folks out here, we talk about the good one, you talk about the good one, and a lot of folks have never tried a smoker, and we're trying to encourage them to do that because this time of year especially, who wants to stand out and watch your food?
Well, absolutely. And you know, you think about, you know, even think about the little things that we do, the quick, what we call the quick burns. Think about hot dogs. Think about hamburgers. Think about brats. Have you ever tried smoking them? I mean, smoking those things are phenomenal when you're talking about smoking a hamburger. Because what you do with that hamburger, it takes about 45 minutes to smoke it. The great thing about it, too, is you're infusing a different type of a flavor into it, giving it a little bit of a smoky flavor, but you still have that great hamburger flavor there. But the great thing about that is, and especially when you're doing brats or Italian sausages, is that, man, you don't have any flare-up. And if you throw it on the grill and you get it flaring up, you get grease fires, you just don't worry about it. You just pretty much set it on there and forget it. When you're talking about like a brat or an Italian sausage, unbelievable smoke flavor, and it has no problem getting through the casings. You'll see a beautiful smoke ring, especially on Italians, when you're talking about smoking. Mm-hmm. You know, we use some light cherry and some, you know, a little bit of a hickory for a little flavor, and it just takes it up to another level.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And if you're going to bother to go to somebody like Sobeys or somewhere and get some good homemade brats, don't ruin them. You know, don't do them on the range. Don't do them in the oven. You smoke one of those really nice brats, and you're absolutely right. Even though there's a casing on it, it's incredible how that smoke penetrates and what that does just to your whole presentation. I mean, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You pull those babies off, and oh, my gosh, they're just unbelievable. And that's a simple meal.
And think about it, too, is most of the times what happens is they'll burst. And when you're cooking them really fast, you're grilling them out really fast, when they burst, what's happening? You're losing all your flavor. Remember, fat is flavor. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't like to hear it, but it's the truth. So you burst them, you're gonna get a lot of smoke, you're going to get a lot of fire. It's very uncontrollable. But if you're smoking them, it's the low and slow deal. It's a very controllable cook. You put them on there, you set them, you go do your thing, you come back in 45 minutes, and they're done.
You're absolutely right. If you just tuned in, we are the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM every Saturday, and we're going to be going from 9 to 11 back to our regular schedule pretty soon. But we're talking with 9-time world champion barbecuer, a guy who's taught me absolutely tons about smoking food, Chris Marks from Ace of Hearts Barbecue, the good one, Three Little Pigs, Kansas City, Missouri. And I mean, simple foods, you know, people think about smoking and they think it's all this tough process. This morning, I was supposed to throw those butts on last night, but I fell asleep. So this morning, I wake up at 5 o'clock, you know, like panicked. It's like, oh, no. So I run out and I get my fire up. And that's why I'm up at 360, because I got a couple butts and we're going to hit the road at noon. So, you know, I figured from 5:30 till noon at 360, I'm going to be about right.
Yeah, you should pretty much be right on the nose, and that's the great thing about it. Once you learn how to do it, you can cook it pretty much any kind of temperature you want to do it. And again, it's all based on what you like. So you learn how to adjust your smokers. You have the ability to have smokers that can be adjusted like that, and it just makes your life even easier. And we call that, by the way, Bob, playing catch-up.
Yeah. Bob's life is about that, playing catch-up.
I've learned that very much.
But, hey, Chris, this is Jop. Is there anything special I need to know about firing that smoker up in the morning when, if like Bob did at 5 o'clock this morning, when he walked outside, it was about 10 degrees, so that I don't damage my equipment, so that I get it to temperature? Should I put more coal in, less? Should I start it slow? Do I get a rip-roaring fire going? What are your tips around that?
You need to do it identical the way you always do it. But what it's going to do is that steel is going to be cold. What you have to do is give that steel a little more time to get hot, and it's just going to work almost the same. You're probably looking at about another 15 to 20 minutes to let that steel get good and hot. And then after that, it's just like status quo.
Well, I'm going to send you a picture when I get home this afternoon, or when I get home at noon, and I'll show you my butts. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Chris. Chris Marks from the Three Little Pigs. He's one of the original Three Little Pigs, and it's not a nursery story. But thanks again, and we'll be talking to you real soon. Hopefully when you come out for a class in January, which we got to get on the books.
That sounds good. Nice talking to you guys.
Keep All right, warm. Partner. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye. That's Chris Marks from Ace of Hearts Barbecue Specialties, and we're going to have to take a break. So, Jop, what's coming up next? I see something on the counter.
Oh, yeah. We got our friend Wally from Domain Berry and Winery just walked in the studio, and we got samples. We're going to break them down for you. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.